If someone needed more information, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, we have a website. We are also on social media. Our website is hdsfoundation.org. And on there, there are a lot of different resources and how to, you know, they can contact us to kind of show them the way. It could be related to education, or it could be a community program. We've worked with programs such, we held one for the First Tee of Broward. Mm-hmm. And we collaborated with them to provide, like, golf, a golf program that they do. It's like a 9-step program after 9 holes of golf, obviously. And I'm not a golfer, but we did it there, and it was such a great program because they each hole or each of the 9 that are about values and about lessons that these individuals learn, and they do it through the successes of golf. And it was through volunteers of the golf pros at Weston Hills Country Club and the First Tee. And it was really more of a community thing, but it was also to have that mm-hmm. success of doing something different, that you don't just, okay, you go to school, you come home, you go to school, you come home, or you're playing video games all day. And it's really about expanding that. One of the things that we do with the students at Cypress Bay is that you're getting, but it's about giving back. That's one of our main things. It's foundational for my company. And we expect it of the people that we work with, and I think it's a really great quality to have, to teach them to give back. No matter what, you always have something. So we engage them every year. Cypress Bay has been walking now for, I don't know, since the Dan Marino, the Walkabout Autism started. Mm-hmm. We've done every single year. It's been top fundraiser for a zillion years, but it's a requirement of theirs that they have to go, and they feel like, they're proud. They feel like they're part of this whole process. And in it also to teach them that, you know, life isn't easy for anybody. But, you know, and they do have more obstacles in certain ways, but they have other opportunities. They just have to figure out how to seize them. And for us as an organization, as a foundation, one of the things that we're really wanting to do now is to create a group of people in the community. It could be public sector, private sector, et cetera, and brainstorm how do we jump the hurdles that we need to jump and get these families the ability to access what they really have out there. It's not an issue. I mean, everybody always needs more money. Everybody mm-hmm. needs, but it's not really so much an issue about that. There's a lot of things that are out there, and most people either they don't know how to access it or it's very difficult to do it. And we've done things like, even with, like I mentioned earlier, with the Voc Rehab, it's a very complicated, complex process. And that, I guess those funds, let's call it, that program was really the purpose of what it's there for. I think that we could do better, you know, the agency that runs it could do better, to really, the end result is a job. That's basically the, it's interesting because, I was in Jacksonville a few weeks ago, and I had the opportunity to go to an event where Temple Grandin was there presenting, and she is a very famous autistic individual and has a PhD, invented a million things, and written several books. And she sat out there, and she talked to – we had a private setting. She talked to a lot of the students, and every time she would ask them, what are you doing this summer? Mm-hmm. And they would say, well, maybe I'm doing an internship. She says, you need to get a job. And everything, the entire session was about jobs. And she says, my degrees don't define me. My jobs and what I'm accomplishing define me. And everything, no matter what parent got up there with the mic and talked about, my child has this problem, she would just go back and say, he needs to get a job. Whatever it is that they're doing, whatever their skill is, or even their obsession, could be turned and channeled and put into something that requires that. And that's really kind of gotten our thinking to, we need to go back to the jobs issue. But the job, like with any job, is the more you're educated with the skill for that job. It doesn't mean you need to have a university degree, but you need the education to be able to accomplish that. The more that we provide them, the better job and the more sustainability that they'll have in employment, you know, more long term.
Wonderful. Hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. Can you stay for another segment? Because I feel like we just touched the surface of what you're all about at the HDS Foundation. Can you?
Sure, absolutely.
We'll be right back, South Florida.
You're listening to the Here's Help Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Here's Help Radio Show, the longest-running public service program in the United States. And with us today, a special guest, we're happy to have with us Christina Miranda Gilson, founder and owner of HDS Companies, software developer based in Weston, and now also the founder of the HDS Foundation, which is putting a lot of hours and a lot of manpower and a lot of work into helping transition, families who are dealing with autism transitioning into that adulthood sort of scenario. And we talked about the importance of housing. I think probably that's probably primary, your primary number one, you said. Obviously, if you're looking for employment, you're going to need to have some sort of address. So one would need to fall in with the other. And then when we finished up our first segment there, you were talking about the importance of getting employment, getting a job. And so you've put a lot of energy into that. So tell us more about that.
We actually, that's really our main focus right now. We're going to be going to a conference now coming up at the beginning of May in St. Petersburg. It's a transitions conference with the focus on the end result, obviously, the employment. But having been in that position, and we've actually employed a couple of individuals in the company who have come from this program, we've started to identify where the issues lie. And it's really hard because we're not psychologists. We're not, we don't have that kind of specialty. I think we have the experience in it, but at the end of the day, we try to put on our employer hat. And what does an employer like HDS need in somebody who's coming through the door? And we feel that a lot of these individuals with autism, actually, particularly in the technology field, have a lot in common. And we're able to identify what are the issues that prevent them from doing that. And, for example, sometimes it's transportation. In where we are, we're in the suburbs. But that we're just one of many companies. There's a lot of companies that are in not only in an urban, let's say a more urban area, but an area where there's more buses or more public transportation, not only here, but up in other places in the state. So getting to the job is one of the biggest issues. And we've had situations where some students that have worked with us have had that challenge. It's like, if the parent can't take them, how do they get there? They have to take a bus, or they're afraid that they're going to take a bus. But so there is that challenge, and in the program that they have at UNF, that's one of the things that they're trying to work with students. Okay, which half of the students drive, mm-hmm. the other part doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it's okay, guys. We need to go through and start getting your licenses. We need to practice, and us, we parents are freaking out because we're thinking, oh my God, our kids are going to be in a car. But you see, they can get there. They need more time. They can get there. So getting to the job is one thing. Sometimes the emotional component. Some of these individuals sometimes suffer from high anxiety or other issues. So if you understand the things that trigger them, mm-hmm. If you understand that there's going to be those kind of situations, then you can look at it and you can say, okay, these individuals we can seat them, say, in this type of office. We can limit perhaps some of the noise. We can, like, slowly bring them in instead of throwing them into, like, you know, this project or whatever the case is. We can assign them a mentor, like with any job, that it would be productive to have a mentor, have somebody working with them so that that's their go-to person, so they never feel lost by being proactive, by going to them, you know, once an hour and saying, how's everything going? By providing them a schedule and say, check with me on these points. So that a lot of that helps them feel a little bit more secure, reduces their anxiety. And I think as the time goes by, and as we've seen by having the students there, the more that people engage with them and knowing how to engage with a person with autism, one individual may not even care that you looked at them, the next one is gonna be upset that you mm-hmm. looked them a specific way, or you can't put your hand on their shoulder to say, hey, how you doing, or and the other one will be okay. So it's about teaching the actual company how to really handle an individual this way. And if you're willing to do that part of it, then you can cut through all of that and get to the mm-hmm. skill set. And I will tell you that from that part, I really believe that if you have the type of work that is consistent, that you need somebody that is dependable and so forth, a lot of these individuals have that desire, have that skill set. On the contrary, they prefer you not to change things too much, too quick, too often. And they're going to be happy doing that job for a long time. Mm-hmm. They don't waste time. They're not on their phone. They're not, you know, taking breaks.
It is very cut and dry.
It's very cut and dry. And I think it's really trying to figure out, you know, trying to think out of the box and not think as individuals, okay, we come to work. And I guess we all do as employer. You expect your employees to function in a specific way. But if you're willing to get out of the box a little bit and say, okay, we're okay with so-and-so, you know, having an issue. We're okay. We're a very casual company as it is. So in our world, it maybe works a little bit better. And then also introducing it little by little. I think if you throw them into it at the beginning, it's very challenging. But again, it's really just trying to have the mindset to say, I know that it's not going to be conventional, if that's maybe the proper word, mm-hmm. or the way that I think it's going to be, or maybe some of my people are. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking for that difference. It's that difference in mindset that is going to bring you perhaps a new idea that you didn't think about because nobody ever thought about it in that way. And I think it's humbling, you know, as we live in a society where everybody there's a lot of entitlement, I should say everybody, but there's a lot of entitlement going on. And these individuals, you know, you look at how hard they work and the struggles that they have to go through in different situations. So you as a coworker feel prouder of the company that you work for. It's just more engaging all the way around. I always tell the there's different little groups that we've supported through the years that are really more of a buddy kind of group because we believe in that. Mm-hmm. It could be students and so forth. We always tell them the individuals are going to receive a lot, these individuals, through the experience, but you are going to get more out of it than they will because mm-hmm. you will never have an experience like this in your life, and every time never fails. It really kind of, you know, gives you pause to wow. look at that. So we're right now, one of the things that we're going to be engaging in is we've been planning it for a long time, is a business within a business. It's kind of taking a little bit of the entrepreneurship and the business support that we have, and we're going to create a company within HDS that is going to be basically run by these individuals.
Wow.
And we're going to provide them the support, obviously the financial support. We're going to provide them the location, the technology, the you know, and so forth. But they have to come up with the plan and the concept, and we're going to be there to kind of keep them within the lines, if you will, but let them run with it. And basically, it's what you make is what you're going to earn, and this is the way that it's going to be. And we've come up with different models, and one of the models was that we are going to be digitizing a lot of paper information that many businesses, we're a technology firm and we still have a lot of paper. Mm-hmm. We do review of compliance for first-time home buyers, and there's a lot of paper, and we're digitizing that so that we could store it. We don't have to be doing the files are stored in a safe location, but a lot of that and transitioning through that. And like us, many companies have a lot of information that they have to keep. And so people send them to companies like Iron Mountain or other, right. you know, mm-hmm. and really they can do it. They can do, we've modeled it through a couple of summer internship programs or college mentor program. And we've gone through the experience so that we learn how to do it, to convert like old videos, old movies, old pictures, to scan them so that also individuals can say, you know, I have these boxes of all this stuff and let them have it. And there are services out there, but that do that, but if you know that there's a nonprofit that is for, you know, basically these students are really trying to earn their own living and mm-hmm. do it that way, I think people in general will support things like that. There's many great entrepreneurship and other companies that are focused like that. The car wash, we also have an entity that does candles that we've supported, and it's all, and they sell them. And so we've had opportunities to buy products also for conferences, mm-hmm. for weddings, you mm-hmm. know, for little giveaways. And so it's about, you know, there's, if they do form companies and are they, there's, you know, efforts to be self-employed and to support that. You know, if you're going to go out and do it anyway, if you're going to get your car washed anyway, why don't you go there and get your car washed? Mm-hmm. If you're going to buy those kind of things, you can do it. And that's where we think that the community awareness is not just to know that there's autism.
Right.
You know, the community awareness is that, where can I help? And where our experience has been, most people don't know and don't realize that they have a skill, something that they could help with. And it's not always money. You know, it's the time.
We talk a lot on the Here's Help show about the time, talent, and treasures.
Absolutely.
So you're looking for volunteer help?
We're looking for, one of the things when we're going to put out our program and our website, you'll go through and you'll see the different college program, the mentor program, and the program that we're going to kick off. What we're looking for right now, I think primarily, is to get the help in the form of a committee that will work, professionals that will work with us to really help us identify, because people like yourselves, you have people here in your facility that mm-hmm. you're teaching, and I follow them on social media and all the mm-hmm. different activities that they do, and realizing that you have some experiences and some information that can help us so that we can in turn communicate to parents, because we're involved with parents at the school level, and so we can reach them. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we have a motto: if we can help one, we've had a success. Mm-hmm. So in from a help point of view, we take whatever we can get. From a professional point of view, and it could be people in our community, like I said, that are engaged in other activities, and we do collaborate with a lot of them. That's the kind of outreach I think that we're trying to do, is to learn more, because there may be things out there that we're not aware of that do exist, and periodically we come across them, mm-hmm. but it's connecting the dots and creating that roadmap that mm-hmm. is really the challenge. And we think that, you know, there's a place for us to play a part in that, in connecting those dots, so that we can help families more directly, more grassroots, I guess, if you will.
Outstanding. Give us your contact information again, please, because okay. I know folks listening want to get more involved.
Great. Thank you. So again, it's the HDS Foundation. Our website is www.hdsfoundation.org. And you can also find us on Facebook, HDS Foundation, and on Twitter and Instagram under the same handles. And if we can help you, please, there's contact links there, at least, or perhaps you can help us.
Right.
And so I appreciate you having me on the show and getting the word out.
Well, thanks for being on the show with us, Christina Miranda Gilson. Thanks for all the great work you're doing for families with autism here in the South Florida community. Thanks for being on the Here's Help show.
Thank you very much.
South Florida, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Here's Help radio show.